You have a candle out, a very special candle.
Yes.
It smells like, I don't know what it smells like, because I don't know, but what does it smell like, Gwyneth?
It smells, well, the candle itself smells like roses and bergamot and, but the name
and it was,
of
what
it
was the inspiration for the candle?
Well, the candle is called This Smells Like My Vagina.
This candle!
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Baccarat. Baccarat.
I have no idea how to play Baccarat, but I was interested.
Baccarat's in the back of the casino.
I know. I was interested. I got out there, and I mean, it was so funny. We were going all around.
What the fuck is Baccarat? How do you play Baccarat?
I don't know.
Hashtag preaching penis.
Didn't you drop a load of cash off to another girl?
I dropped a load of something, girl. You know I did. I did. I dropped $25,000. On a doorstep. But it's all in the up and up. Just me praising the Lord. Hey, Ted, it's me, Carl, your boss. I feel it too, boy. I feel it. I feel you rubbing up against my leg every once in a while at the printer. I know we're just two long-lost, disparate lovers waiting for each other to quit each other's jobs. But I just gotta let you know, I'm not quitting my fucking job. What are you, a moron?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I am Brian Greene. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings.
Is it brand new still?
Yeah, it's going to be brand new for until I say it's not brand new.
Okay.
Maybe now it's just new. It's not brand new. It's just new.
Okay.
It's freshened up maybe since the last time you went there. I don't know. I don't know how long it is before people go to... A lot of people go to the website, though.
It's a great website.
It's a great website. Which is why we need a new one, which is why we'll get another one.
I know.
Chrissy.
Yes,
what are you going to get Jeff for Christmas?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, I just want a hint. Just give me a hint.
Oh,
he doesn't listen to the show. What does it matter? Does it matter? He's not going to hear
this. I mean, he really, he's had his eye on that that manscaping thing that's all the rage.
What manscaping thing that's all the rage?
It's on every podcast you listen to.
Oh, shave your nuts or clean my balls?
Yeah.
He wants clean my balls? Just like get him a razor and just clean, like do the razor thing. Like clean my balls, all it is it's like a
there's
razor.
There's that. And it does stuff with like your nose hairs and your ears.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I have a whole thing. Yeah, I have
a whole manscaping.
I have
thing.
A whole cabinet
also,
full of this stuff.
Also, he's gotten into jewelry.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind
he
of
got
jewelry?
A bracelet.
You got a bracelet?
You got a bracelet, and I really like it.
Is it like a silver?
It's a cool bracelet.
Is it like silver or
no,
gold?
No, I mean, it's
is it like this?
No, it's not beads.
Okay.
It's like a leather thing that has like a skull
hanging
on it.
Okay.
And I like
cool,
it.
Cool, like a John Varvatos type thing or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah,
I wear beads because that's what third graders do, so I feel important. People are like, how old is that guy?
Those can also double as...
Anal beads? Maybe.
Yeah.
I could try and stick them up there
that's
and see
what
happens.
I was not going to say that.
Yeah. Well, I'll say it. Anal beads. Speaking of anal beads, the strangest fucking thing is going on in the world of chess. Have you read about this?
Chess?
Chess.
Other than the guy that got the kid that... The robot attacked?
No, that broke his fingers? No. That's a whole different... Okay, in the world
of
professional chess, there are two...
Controversy.
Very famous chess players.
Controversy.
And they have been going back and forth at each other.
And why is this speaking of anal beads?
Listen.
Okay.
One of the guys, people claim that he is cheating, that there is no way that he would naturally know how to do some particular move, the Khyber Pass move, or, you know, they all have names.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, the Cobra Kai move, or the, you know, the shrash, shrash, whatever they call it. The King's Gambit. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, because I'm not that smart. I'm not smart enough to play chess. But they say that this particular kid is not smart enough, or he's not as good of a player as he claims to be. So they think... That what is going? This is a legitimate investigation going on right now whether or not he is sticking electronic anal beads in his ass that is being controlled by someone else, telling him which moves to make.
I mean, if so, kudos to that guy.
If you're willing to stick anal beads up your ass and get them vibrated for an hour,
way to cheat.
I say amen. That's
that
it.
That is a great
We should be counting cards like this. We should go to Vegas and you count the cards.
I was just at the MGM Grand in D.C. and, oh my God, it was a scene.
Of course it's a scene. It's a fucking casino. These casinos are always a scene. Casinos are always a scene. First of all, it's one of the few places in the world where you can still smoke a fucking cigarette, right?
No.
You can't smoke any cigarettes?
And no vaping.
No vaping?
No vaping.
In a fucking casino?
Correct.
How is that even possible? I know that there's one hotel in Vegas now that does not allow smoking anywhere on the casino floor, but I think most of them probably still do. You have to go to like the side, like you have to go to the
place I was
casinos.
In. Like, not allowing anything.
Oh, Houlihan's Casino. We still allow smoking. Come on in.
That reminds me of when Kimmy, when my friend Kimmy and I went to, we thought we were going out to a nice dinner. It was in your neighborhood.
Okay.
Remember? Howl Mill area.
Yeah, okay, okay.
It was D'Angelo's or D'Fresco's or something. Anyways.
Del Frisco's.
We thought D'Angelo's. We were going into a nice place, and there's Keno, first of all, everywhere. And then there were like slot machines and whatever. We called it Depressings.
Depressings. When I went to Vegas, I was like, because I'm not a gambler, I was afraid to gamble in the real casinos.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would go to like O'Hallahan's or O'Gallagher's or whatever, like
the
on
airport.
The corner
where or
they
the
would,
airport.
Yeah, where they would say the 64 ounce Bud Light, and
you
you'd walk around.
Cigarettes
yeah, and the poker buy-in would be like 50 cents.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I'm gonna double down. Is it? That's a dollar, sir. The dealer would be more drunk than you were. It was
The buy-in at this place that I was at in D.C. It was $25 minimum.
Minimum.
So I went to go. Yeah, minimum. So
inflation.
It's supply crazy. Chain inflation.
That's right.
Which is what they blame everything on.
Supply chain.
So I went to the ATM to go get out some money because I thought, well,
yeah.
My thing with casinos is I like $100 and that's it. That's my play money.
Yeah.
That's my play money.
No,
I'm
good
okay
idea.
Losing it unless somebody else is willing to give it to me, and then I'll play all night.
Sure. Do you have random strangers?
Yes.
You have random strangers that give you chips?
Yes. Yes.
What
yes,
the fuck is going on in this world?
So anyway, so I went to the ATM and I thought, well, I'll just get out $100. The least I could get out was $500.
$500.
Yes.
That's the least
the
amount of money.
The most I could get out was $2,000.
Which ATM allows you $2,000?
It was the casino ATM.
I go to Wells Fargo and they like, I got a fraud alert when I try and get $25 out. Well, this
I know. And I was like, well, I'll at least, I'll get out $500, but I'm not going to spend it. I'm not going to spend it.
You spent it.
No, I didn't. And in fact, I was walking around with a friend of mine who knew, he was like, Baccarat, Baccarat's the way to go.
Baccarat?
Yeah, he was. Said that that's the best one to play.
Isn't
like
that a guy
odds.
Who used to make 70s cheesy music? Kurt Baccarat? Who plays Baccarat? Baccarat?
I have no idea how to play Baccarat, but I was interested.
Baccarat's in the back of the casino.
I know. I was interested. I got out there, and I mean, it was so funny. We were going all around.
What the fuck is Baccarat? How do you play Baccarat?
I don't know.
Is that with the dominoes?
My friend, yes, I think it is with dominoes. My friend was like, it takes a little superstition and a little luck.
Anytime someone says it takes superstition and some luck, I might as well.
I'm a blackjack girl. I'm a blackjack girl. And every time I would sit down at the blackjack table, I would win. And then I would walk away with my winnings.
Well, then there you go. That's the way
to
do it.
I would go play something else.
Well, you'd walk away with your winnings and spend it somewhere else. Doesn't
so I came away only losing $200.
Well,
but we did go up into the high roller place. And I mean, Brian, let me just tell you about this. So we went up there. I was like, what's up the escalator? What is up there? Seems fun.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a high roller there? Place.
It was the high roller place. And so my friend and I, we get up the escalator, we walk up there. He goes, it's $1,000 to sit down at these tables. I go, well, I'm not doing that.
Well, let's go back downstairs.
I want to at least walk around this place and see. Brian, it was like an ESPN show. It was the visors and the sunglasses on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And everything. And I was like, this is real.
I went to Vegas.
This is real.
I went to Vegas with a boss of mine. I know. Well, anytime you have a casino, there's people are... People love to fucking gamble. They love to fucking gamble.
It's an air of desperation.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, if you're in the high roller, there's a lot of
pheromones.
Because people treat gambling like probably it should be, with some, you know, some bit of caution and some bit of danger. But gambling when we were kids, gambling, there was only one place in the United States where you could gamble, and that was Las fucking Vegas or Reno, maybe. So two places.
Yeah.
But you would go there. And
my dad was a dealer in Reno.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I went with my boss to Vegas one time, and I had no idea, zero clue, no clue. We went to a conference. We land in Vegas. We're on the same plane. We get to Vegas. We take a cab to the hotel. He has put us both up in the hotel at the MGM Grand, which is the nicest part of the hotel. Right. It's an actual separate hotel. I remember this. It was like 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. And there was like a 90-inch flat screen TV in my fucking shower. Yeah. In my shower. So he says, we'll meet at the conference in a couple of hours. 3 p.m. rolls around. I dial up his cell phone. I say, hey, man, I'll meet you down at the conference. He says, listen.
Like, I've been down here for 500 days.
That's what he said. Forever. He said, I'm not feeling so good. I can't make it to the conference.
What time is it? I've been down at the dealer table.
I go to the conference, and at a break, I call him again. Hey, man, how you feeling? Anything I can – but I can hear that he's not upstairs in his fucking room.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not feeling so good. So I start walking around, and in the MGM, they have a special like high roller section.
Yes,
right?
They do.
Roped off, red velvet, the whole nine yards. And I'm walking by, and I fucking see the guy sitting there with a fucking baseball cap on. He came, he flew to Vegas in a suit, and now he's got a baseball cap on, and he's sitting at the high stakes poker table. And I'm like, hey, you know, whatever. Peter! Yeah. And he's like, ignoring me.
Who's Peter?
I just walked up right to him, and I was like, yeah, I go, hey, what's going on? He's like, shh, you can't talk in this area. And I'm like, you can't talk in this area.
Oh, I know. I had a couple of drinks by the time I got to the whole high roller area, and I was walking around, and I was like, look at those people.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's a big no-no.
People
are
giving me the stink.
Oh, yeah, that's a big reason to get kicked out of
there. But I thought it was hilarious.
When you have millions of dollars on the line, no one wants to hear anything from you. And then you get the real weirdos who are like wearing headphones and like, you know, listening to music while they're playing poker. How the fuck did we get off on this topic?
Anal beads up their ass.
Yeah, anal beads up their ass. Anyway, this guy, there's a whole investigation going on about whether or not this guy's literally wearing anal beads trying to cheat at chess. I had no idea that chess was this like cutthroat that you would want to. I mean, I guess any competition, there's always going to be someone that's looking to cut corners. But if the guy is literally wearing anal beads in order to win a chess competition,
more power to him.
He has just gotten smarter than everybody else. Yeah. That's all it is. It's not that he's not. Yeah. Move to the left.
Don't go that way. Don't take that move.
So we're going to have to check you for anal beads.
It's a full cavity down your pants.
Been through one of those. Not fun. The reason why I ask you what you want to get Jeff for Christmas is because I found the perfect gift for any man in your life.
Is that right?
They're called Chaz Chips. And Chaz Chips is, I think it's, I think they're based in Sweden. Chaz Chips now has vagina flavored chips. Pussy flavored chips is what they call them. Now, lest you think this is some marketing ploy like the whole Goop candle thing was, you know, it really smells like vanilla, but they call it the vagina candle or whatever. They actually took swabs of women's vaginas. They put them into machines that test them for certain chemicals and, you know, acidity and all this other stuff. And then they made a potato chip that was as close to
a potato chip. Oh, I thought it was chips. Like,
no. Potato chips, that you eat.
Eat? Oh, okay.
Vagina-flavored potato chips.
These are chips. Why would I get Jeff these chips? Oh, okay.
So he can eat them.
Yeah.
So he can lose his virginity there in front of you.
But he's got me.
Potato chips. But you haven't had sex before, so and I know you guys will get to it eventually. It's really fun. You should try it out. But vagina-flavored potato chips, this...
Let me see this.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
I don't understand.
Oh my God.
All day today we've been recording, and all day, anytime I say anything, Chrissy's like, that's not true.
So millennials can get laid more.
So millennials can get laid more. The reason why they are making these potato
chips. And there's Lay's potato chips. Dun, 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 dun.
This is, yeah, that's what they say too. They say for millennials who lack the Lay's. If you can't get it up in the sack, then get it in a snack. Chip company purports to cater to sex-starved 30-somethings, boasting a new flavor that tastes like a woman's vajayjay. After tasting it, you will remember the wildest love adventures, your first real love, and even maybe the loss of your oral virginity, they claim on the website.
And also the night at the Martins.
The Martins. I'm still waiting for a picture from the Martins. I want to see the... Oh! I have to tell you something.
What?
This is the most fucking insane thing ever.
Breaking news
about the Martins. If you listen to the Martins episode, if you didn't, go back and listen to the Martins episode. Someone on one of the applications, on one of the players, claimed to have known the Martins and have been to the party, lived in the small town.
Oh,
now, they could be totally fucking bullshitting, yes, right? And just making a joke out of it.
Yeah.
But I found that to be very fascinating that someone...
And
said they had been to the Martins.
What did they say about it?
They didn't say anything. They said they know the Martin. They said they know this party.
I mean,
they've
well,
been there before.
Martin is a very common last name.
Yeah, but how many Martins throw a homecoming party
probably
every single
lot.
Year?
It's
how many
a very
have,
common name.
How many have seven children?
Probably a lot.
No, it's no, a no, very no, no. Come on. You're just being a contrarian today. Okay, for $9 a piece. For $9 a bag, you can get these vagina-flavored chips that also are shaped like vaginas.
So
$9. $9! Holy shit!
No inflation there.
Well, it's all inflation there because it comes in a box
supply
and you get a bag.
Chain,
yeah.
Plus, you've got to get the vagina juice and
that's
put
right.
it into the chip.
The reason why they claim they have made this potato chip is based on recent scientific studies that have shown that millennials are having up to 3 times less sex than generations before. They're more interested in being on a thirst trap like Instagram
yes.
than actually getting their rocks off.
Their nookie.
I can't even believe it. Why? Why? Why would you be more interested in looking at Instagram than you would actually having real
Ryan,
life love?
Ryan, we just had this conversation about your Instagram.
But, yeah, but I didn't say I stopped having sex because of it. That's not what happened. I'm also not in that age range. So, okay, are you ready?
Good for the chip maker.
Yeah, they're going to sell 1 billion of these because it's all over the news. They're going to sell 1 billion of these, and good for them. And I
might need to order some just for research purposes.
One step ahead of you, girl. One step ahead of you. They come
girl.
Out in January.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. I was just butchered.
Where's our guy been?
Where's our guy been? He's in jail, I think.
The Hillsong guy?
Yeah, the Hillsong guy? What was
Victory V?
Yeah, Victory.
Every time I think about Victory V, yeah. It makes me think of him. What's his name?
Girl.
Chaz?
No, it's, what was his name?
It's Chaz.
Chaz. Carl. Carl
Lentz. Carl.
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 Girl,
hey, girl,
I can't go on the stage. I can't go on stage with a full dick. I can't preach to the Lord on a full dick. Gonna need your help, girl.
Hey girl, it's me. You know, it's been a while. I've just been over here trying to convince my wife not to divorce me. But I thought I'd give you a call. I'm just happened to be in your mom's neighborhood, so I'm gonna swing by and leave some flowers. I thought I'd jack off here on this video just to show you that I'm still pure as the driven snow. Look at that, I got a little jizz on my little J. Uh oh. I'm going to come by. You can clean it up for me. Thanks, girl. You know, it's hard for me to preach on a full dick.
Oh, my God.
I got to empty the reserves for the Lord. V for victory. V for vagina. You know what I'm saying, girl?
Victory V.
Hey, girl, it's me, Carl. I know you have a restraining order, but I just thought I'd let you know that I'm still madly in love with my wife. But you're like almost as good. My wife stopped having sex with me, so I thought I'd swing by, flash you my cock before I go out and preach.
Oh, preach. Hashtag preach.
Hashtag preach. Hashtag penis preach. Hashtag preach and penis.
Didn't you drop a load of cash off to another girl?
I dropped a load of something, girl. You know I did. I dropped $25,000 on doorstep. But it's all in the up and up. It's just me praising the Lord. I took my Ferrari over to your mom's house. I dropped a bag of cash. I also had a Polaroid in my cock. I just wanted you to know who sent it.
And it's perfect.
Thanks, girl. Appreciate it. Okay, I gotta go. I think Brian's trying to do a segment. I think Brian's trying to do a show. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, I miss Carl.
Yeah, Carl's good. Hey, everybody, it's that time in the commercial break when we take a short commercial break. You know the drill by now, so I'm not going to drag on. DCBpodcast.com is where you go if you want to watch any of the videos or listen to any of the audio of our entire library. Hit the Contact Us form and email us content ideas, questions, concerns, or comments. 661-237-8296. That's 661-BEST-2-YO. Send us a text message. It's not a spam text message line. We will reply. YouTube.com/the commercial break is where you find our video version. It's completely different than the audio version. Please hit subscribe and like on your favorite video. Make sure you use those specialized URLs and codes from our sponsors. They give you free shit, and we certainly would appreciate it. Rate us and review us on your favorite podcast player, and know that we're grateful for every one of you. Now, let's hear from those sponsors, and then we'll quickly be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Gotta take a moment and tell you about our sponsor, American Musical Supply. If you're a listener of Commercial Break, then you know that me, Brian Green, is an aspiring rock star and guitar player. Was in a band, maybe you heard about it, 33P. Played two shows, one of them at an afternoon drinking party. Four people in the crowd, was almost a rock star. One of the things we were always concerned about in the band was how are we going to get our new equipment? I wish American Musical Supply was around back then. American Musical Supply stocks the latest and greatest gear from today's top brands. Everything for a beginner like me to a seasoned professional like I wanted to be. Everything for the podcaster, home recording enthusiast, guitarist, drummer, vocalist, DJ, and much more. You get it. They run the gamut. The website is fantastic, and American Musical Supply has the best payment plans. They approve more people and do not require you to open a new credit card. They just use the one you've already got. American Musical Supply has over 30 years of award-winning customer service, so go to AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off your next purchase of $100. That's AmericanMusicalSupply.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off your next purchase of over $100. If you're an audiophile, a gearhead, or you just want to play around with some instruments, go to American Musical Supply at AmericanMusical.com and make sure you use that promo code TCB. And thanks to American Musical Supply for being a sponsor of the commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo, bros.
Good job.
So many people writing into the commercial break, text messaging us, sending us emails. 661-237-8296. You know the drill. Give us a text message.
You know the drill, girl.
Drop those digits right on your face. You know what I'm saying, girl? One of the things that we're getting we're getting a lot of Ask TCB, where you can ask us a question for our life advice, you know, because we're exactly who you want to go to for life advice.
Instead of paying someone for therapy, just listen to our commercials.
Fucked up degenerates
on the ads, and then we'll help you.
Yeah, we'll help you. Just do us a favor and buy from our sponsors, and we'll be happy to send you some advice. And the other thing we get a lot of is we're getting a lot of stories. I fear that people are just trying to one up each other on the craziness of the stories.
That's
but who cares? It's fun, and you know what? We'll listen to. But you got to write a coherent fucking message. That's all I'm asking you. When you write when you can't even write in sentences, it's unlikely that I'll understand exactly how to present the story. So all I ask is, you know, get a friend or something to write
or
the story.
App.
Yeah, or an app.
There's apps out there.
Rip it off from Reddit like other podcasts do. But I thought what I would do is I'd take a couple questions we've gotten for Ask TCB and I'd throw them out here episode and let's see where it goes.
Ask TCB.
This one comes from our good friend Tad. T-A-D, Tad. Hey, Tad, how you doing? Thanks for writing in. He writes to 661 Best to Yo. Brian and Chrissy, I'm a 21-year-old single man working at an office as an executive salesperson. In January, we hired a new CSO, Chief Sales Executive, or Chief Sales Officer, excuse me. Okay. And he is my official boss, quote unquote. He is super hot, and he's a recently divorced man in his late 30s. I feel like some sexual tension has been building for a while between us. While we have never addressed it directly, it's clear we're flirting on the DL. I know that office DL flirting where you you just give a look here, or touch there.
Or in the case of Clear Channel, it was full on.
Yeah.
No DL.
Welcome to the weekly projection meetings. I'm going to drop a load on this girl's face real quick. And then we'll get on with the projection.
Clear Channel, where you just, you know, it's very overt.
Yeah. It was a sexual
We shouldn't
harassment
say that.
Hub.
They're probably going to be our employer here and they're going to get dropped some contract on us.
Until then.
Yeah. I feel like some sexual tension has been building between us. While we have never addressed it directly, it's clear we're flirting on the DL. He is a very prim and proper man, and he's very aware of the office rules around harassment and fraternizing.
That's nice.
We have very strict rules about it. You can get fired for even flirting with superiors. Or I imagine the other way around too. So I feel like he's being very restrained around, of course. Why, he doesn't want to lose his job. He just got hired.
Yeah, exactly. He's the CSO, which
he's
I've never
CSO.
Heard of. Chief
Sales Officer. I have, actually. I've heard of this title. But I can feel his energy. Once he gets close, it's a vibe. He must feel it too, Brian and Chrissy.
It's a vibe.
Last week, we went to a co-worker's going away party at a bar and we sat next to each other all night. We had some drinks and he got overly flirty with me. But then he left early and nothing came of it.
Right. Good call.
Good call.
Good call,
on his
CSO.
Part. Yes, CSO. I'm at the point now where I need to say something before I explode. All right, settle down. Put your little Peter back in its pants.
Yeah,
settle down.
Yeah,
I understand how you feel, but you can't go crazy like this. I have thought that I would even look for another job if it would help him feel more comfortable in pursuing these feelings. I know I sound kind of crazy, but I feel like it's fate we're in each other's lives. What do I do? Thanks for your advice. Love you both. Best to you. You're acting
you,
like an
Tad.
Idiot, Tad.
Best to
like
you,
an
Tad.
Idiot. Yeah, best to you, for Tad. And I'm just going to be real straight up with you. There are plenty of dicks in the sea, and you do not need to quit your job in order to pursue a relationship with one particular man you happen to have a pheromone exchange with. This is not a great idea. Jobs, first of all, are going to become real scarce here pretty soon because I don't know if you've heard, but there's like a whole depression coming. So I wouldn't quit your job. If you're doing well at your job, stick with your job. Your job is where you work. Outside
rain
your
in,
job is where you
rain
find
in
dick.
The pheromones.
Rain
now,
it.
It's hard. We've been there,
it.
Brian.
Literally, it's hard.
And literally, we've been there.
Hey, Tad, it's me, Carl, your boss. I feel it too, boy. I feel it. I feel you rubbing up against my leg every once in a while at the printer. I know we're just two long-lost, disparate lovers waiting for each other to quit each other's jobs.
but I just got to let you know, I'm not quitting my fucking job. What are you, a moron? You're 10 years my junior. I just got divorced. Leave me alone.
Yeah, and the other thing is you might be reading these signals completely wrong. Some people are flirty by nature. They're like, that's just the way that they roll.
Yeah, naughty by nature,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, naughty by nature. Half our audience has no fucking clue what we're talking about.
Who, naughty
you down
by
with
nature
OPP?
Is?
Yeah, naughty
yeah,
by
you
nature.
Know me.
Yeah, I think that some people are just, that's just like kind of they elude that sexuality, and you may be interpreting these signals differently. And by the way, anybody who gets a couple of drinks in them and sits
yes.
next to anybody else that is mildly attractive is going to start flirting with them. It's just, it's the...
I mean, I flirt with the bank teller yeah, when I go there.
Hey!
I mean, it's like you kind of, you know, it's... It's in my name.
Hey, Jeff, it's Brian. Yeah, I know we've been trying to get rid of Hoadley for a while. I think I've got the evidence right here on tape. Call you later. Bye. Soon we'll be together like it's meant to be, Jeff. You and me. I'm going to stop by the apartment if you don't mind, Jeff. We'll take a quick bath together. I'll do your manscaping for you and then I'll get on. I'm going to bring my whole right side of my armoire. It's dedicated to my manscaping.
I spend more on manscaping every year than most people spend on their car payment.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, listen, this is...
I think a lot of men are in the same boat.
Yeah, I know, but I really got like a whole... There's a whole. My wife hates it. She's like, just let it fly. And I'm like, I'm not going to let it fly.
Jeff tells me that, and I'm like, I'm not letting it fly.
Yeah, I mean, I tell us... Well, anyway, listen, Tad.
Tad.
This is an awesome name. Back to Tad. Tad. Don't be a dumb here. Just go to work and then go wherever else it is you find single guys.
Yes.
And go there.
Go
the bar,
get
Tinder,
somebody else
whatever.
To fascinate on.
Because you could be horribly mistaken here and you could embarrass yourself
I mean,
and possibly
he's talking
him.
About leaving his
job
in order to pursue a relationship
how do you,
with.
Yeah. How do you even broach that question? It's like, hey, Jim, it's me, Jim. I'm quitting. Why? Why are you quitting? Because we're
obviously,
in love with each other,
obviously.
What? I don't even like men, Tad. Oh, you don't? Don't quit. Don't
yeah,
do
don't
this.
Quit.
Yeah.
Don't quit. Unless you just hate the job, then quit.
Yeah, but I don't get the impression that was the deal.
Get the experience. Stay there for a year at least.
Yeah. Like my dad said, when you start your new job, you should be looking for your new job. But most people stick with their careers, like, you know, they stick with a job like 2 or 3 years.
1 to 2 years.
You know, 6 months to 7 months. Or in my case, 2 to 3 months, yes. And then you move on. Yeah, This is silly. You've got a crush on somebody. Just let it go. Get over it. That's my thing. Fascinate on somebody else because you shouldn't be putting everybody's careers in jeopardy over a crush. And if
also,
you guys
don't tell anyone else in the office what you're feeling, what you're thinking.
I have a suspicion Tad has told everybody in the office what he's thinking.
I have a suspicion.
He's probably telling the assistants and everybody else, yeah. All the other salespeople. Yeah. They probably went to like a company retreat
yes.
and he wrote I heart, you know, Jim in the front of his hotel door room.
With like a dick stamp
yes.
on the shower door.
Yeah, he's like, can you leave this key for Jim?
The best to you, Tad.
Best to you, Tad. We love you. Keep on listening, bud.
Yep.
Don't quit your job. Okay, ask TCB number 2. Hi, TCB family. I have a problem and I need some help. And this one is a doozy. All right, I like doozies. My best, and by the way, how old are you? 60, 70, 90 years old? This one's a doozy.
I love the word doozy.
Yeah. My best friend recently came in to see me from out of state. She's been dating a new guy and she's all excited about it. Okay. I like that. We've not seen each other since the pandemic started. So it's been some time since we had real face-to-face girl time. And everybody needs real face-to-face girl time. Who's this from? I want to make sure that I say her name. Oh, Carol. I'm going to call her Carol. Caroline is her name. She put it there. She wants it said. Caroline, anyway.
Okay.
Okay, it's been a long time since we had real face-to-face girl time. Hi, Caroline. Best to you. When we got to dinner the first night, I wanted to hear all about the guy. Of course, you want to catch up. You want to, you know, you're excited to talk about
it.
We've talked about him before, and she showed me pictures over the phone. He was cute enough, and I was happy for her. And I was also happy for her that she was happy. No drama that I could tell of, but when I asked about him at dinner, she broke out some pictures on her phone. Oh, no. Well, he's married.
Oh.
to two other women.
What?
Literally, two? They are polygamists. The picture had the three of them hanging all over this sad
Chad.
They want
her to be the third sister wife?
I was shocked.
Brian, you know, this is your domain.
This is my domain. I'm about to give I'm about to drop some really good advice. I was shocked. I could not believe that she had kept this from Lee. And I also literally couldn't believe that she would ever agree to this kind of setup. It's gross, in my opinion. We grew up as teens together, and we went to college together, and I never saw anything that would indicate she would be okay with this kind of shitheadery.
But each to their own.
Each to their own.
If she's okay with it, then
she's a superwoman. I'm gonna give an opinion here, not some advice, but an opinion. This girl is a superwoman. She's all about women's rights, and she's always been very independent. I know that you two agree with me on this, that this is a shitbag situation, but
that's
she
correct.
Will
I
not
would never,
listen to me.
Yeah. I would never be in that situation. However,
when I told her my feelings, she totally defended this, and I was floored.
Yeah.
How do I get through to her? Can you tell her? I will send this episode to her. Her name is Leah. Please help. Okay, so Caroline. Here's for Leah. Leah. Wrecking the studio.
Hey, Leah. It's me, Carl. Sleeping with a married man is not a bad thing, but you got to keep it on the DL. You know what I'm talking about? Sleeping with a married man is only good when you're sleeping with a married man and the wife doesn't know. When it's all three of you together, it's bound to be a shitty situation. So I'm going to drop some cash in your front door. I'm going to drop some cash on your front door. And you take that and you get yourself an airplane ticket. You know what I'm talking about? Love you.
Leah, never in the history of ever has any of these situations truly worked out without some kind of forceful, like,
somebody's gonna get
somebody's
jealous.
Hanging something over. That's right. Everybody's gonna get jealous.
Somebody's gonna get jealous.
Yes. And when you put yourself in a situation where you're depending on a man for everything, no matter how much you like the other women, you're gonna get stuck. And when you get stuck, you won't be able to get out.
I think Leah needs to maybe go to a swingers club.
I get the sense that this isn't about swinging. This is about she got wrapped up with a guy who now she's enamored with, and she thinks that he has like some magical dick powers because and now sister wives, and we're going to have some camaraderie. I watch these television shows all the time, Leah, and I'm telling you what, it never works out. Do you know that show?
Unless you're willing to go into multi-level marketing.
Yeah, multi-level marketing.
That's what they all are in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's very true.
Have you seen this show, the My 12 Wives or whatever it is? The one that's been on TLC for like 14 years.
It's awful.
It's awful. And He's in multi-level marketing. Started with five wives. He's down to three, and one of them's leaving him. He's down to two. You want to know why? Because he's an asshole who treats these women like fucking shit, because when you're in a relationship, you should be paying attention to that person. It's hard enough with one,
yes,
let alone with five.
Yes.
And then you start putting kids in the mix, and they're all fucked up in the head because they got five mommies and one daddy, and the daddy doesn't treat them well. This is
That's why
a
I'm
shitty
advocating
situation.
Going to the swingers club.
Go
check that out first.
Glory holes. That's check, what you need. No, glory holes.
A joke. Go check out like swingers clubs first if you're looking for that.
Swinging is completely different than polygamy. Swinging is like sexual activity with multiple people
she
at the same
like
time.
She's like an independent woman.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why it's hard for our girl Caroline to believe that Leah would ever put herself in a position to have like a married to a guy who's got multiple wives. Leah, it's Brian and Chrissy.
Yeah.
From the commercial
We're
break.
Here.
You don't know us, right?
We're here for me.
And your husband probably doesn't let your new husband doesn't let you listen to anything like this. But
they're not married yet.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Run. Don't walk away from this situation. Polygamy is bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Try bullshit. Out swinging first. That's like
yeah,
a
okay.
dip in the toe. It's
yeah.
like a toe dip.
Yeah, but
into multiple partners.
But
because if you don't like that, you're not gonna like polygamy.
But let me
right.
Am well,
I right?
let me clarify just a little bit.
Okay.
Polygamy in most of these situations. I mean, I get what you're saying.
I know what polygamy is.
But polygamy does not. They do not sleep together ever.
I know. Yeah. But if you're okay sharing a man in a swinging situation, then. maybe you'd be okay being married to a man.
Put a pineapple upside down in your golf in your shopping cart at the Publix and start there first. See what happens. Yeah.
Start sharing one man with another woman and sexually and see how that goes. Then if that's okay, if you love it and you're glad to get rid of them for a while, then you might be into polygamy.
If you like sharing a dick, you might be into polygamy. I can't believe this.
Swinging first, then.
And here's the thing is that I read that like polygamy is on the rise big time. Like not only now, it's not only about.
It's a recession.
It's recession proof. Polygamy is recession proof. Death, medical supplies, and polygamy.
It's on the rise.
If I can't even imagine what having two wives would be like. I can't imagine it.
I mean, you already have me. And
I know.
Astrid,
well, that's true. So, I do. I have two wives, and it fucking sucks. Yes. Neither of them like me. So get out. Head for the hills. Head for the hills.
Yes. Try a little swinging action first. See if you're okay. If you don't get jealous, if everything's okay, and in fact you're ready to kind of get rid of the guy.
Yeah.
Then you might be a candidate for polygamy. I'm just saying.
I don't care what kind of kink you're into. I'm just
like multi-level marketing.
I don't care what kind of kink you're into. Our opinions are the same. Don't do this. This is just silliness. You'll get over him. He's not the best guy in the world. Trust me. Think about that. Go back to college when you were, you know, forming your formative years, when you were looking at the world in a certain way. Your friend here says you're very independent, hardworking human being.
There's so many subjective things here, too. Like, what religion are they? How old are they? Again, I know I'm the voice of reason coming in here. But like your scientific study, like what? I mean, there's a lot of factors here.
And one of them is polygamy. Yeah. Get the fuck.
Don't go there first. Don't go there first. Try dip your toe in the water with swinging first.
Don't do it. All right, you ready for one more?
Sure.
Let's do one more. This is from our boy Peter. Hey Peter, how are you? Yeah. Best to you. Beep, thanks beep. For writing in 661-237-82. Peter writes that he has recently started dating a new lady. They're both in their 30s.
Congratulations.
Good for you, Peter. It's been about 10 years since Peter was in any kind of serious relationship.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
He's been playing the field.
Yes.
Since then.
He has a situation he has not come up upon in his previous dating life. And that
10
is...
10 years ago?
10 years ago. Well, in his dating life. In his dating life. 10 years ago, he was in a serious relationship. He's just saying, I don't know what this means, dating life. But anyway, he says, my new girlfriend is interested in bringing another woman into the bedroom.
Nice.
I think this is a fantastic idea, but I've heard you talk about this on the show before, Brian, and it sounded like it turned out miserably for you.
Yes. You mean the women that kicked you out of the bedroom?
That's right.
And said, go to Charleston and get some booze from Charleston?
They told me to go get cigarettes. Yeah. I came back and they were like scissoring. They were scissoring. Yeah. And I was like, hey, can I jump back in? We're good. Go take a shower, clean up. Yeah. We'll be done in a second. Any advice? We haven't brought a woman into the bedroom yet, but when we go to the bars, we're constantly scanning the bar for someone that would look interesting. I know this is going to happen sooner than later because my girlfriend is super sexy and she has this effect on women that they start flirting together. And I know it's going to happen. I'm basically saying I know it's going to happen very soon. Any advice on how to mentally prepare for the eventuality of me being in bed with two super hot chicks? Your advice will be bad, I know, but I just want some comfort. Let me know. Okay. Well, best to you, Peter. Listen, here's the best advice. I want you mentally to think about this.
Stock up.
Yeah. Run a mile. Eat lots of carbs. Get ready. Get a good night's sleep.
Stock up on booze and cigarettes.
Get stock up on anything you could. They could possibly ask you. All of it. Everything. Cialis. All of it. Whatever these women ask you to do in the course of the evening, you fucking do it. Even if that means going to Waffle House to get some food while they take a break together. Be prepared for the moment when you are all of a sudden out of the mix a little bit, yeah, and they are going at it together. Because now this has happened to me a couple of times, and all of the times that this happened to me, there is that moment when you are completely useless. And at that time, you're going to have to figure out what to do with yourself. And now you can either do it to yourself, literally do it to yourself,
yeah,
or you can gracefully bow out for a few minutes and, you know, get a water break or, you know, watch some ESPN. I don't know what you're going to do there, Pete, but just be prepared that this is not going to be all about you. It's likely not going to be all about
right.
you. It's going to be at some moment about them.
Very true. Yes. This is not like the girls are going to be totally just all over Peter.
Maybe for a minute.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe for a minute. Yeah.
But then they're going to want to explore their sexuality.
That's right.
And then maybe two of you will want to do, there's going to, somebody's left out in a threesome always.
That's right.
That's why you should always do a foursome.
Hey, Peter, I just want to jump in here and give you some advice. It's me, Carl. Do it for the Lord, Peter. Do it for the Lord. Whatever the Lord wants you to do, just get on in there and work hard. Carry the loaves, twist the fishes, whatever they say.
Get the olives.
Turn some water into wine. That's right. Olive. Bring an olive branch. pray a little bit. Bring your prayer book. That's what I gotta say.
Cause he'd pray love.
Pray. He'd pray love. There may be a time when you can read some Bible verses, maybe right outside the door, while you listen to your girlfriend getting off. Be prepared. This is the first time your girlfriend will actually be satisfied with any lovemaking session. Prepared mentally for that. This is coming from a guy who knows because I've been with the Lord, talking to him all day long. Okay, bye, Pete. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you know, that's some good advice, Carl.
But I would recommend actually, you know, I mean, be open to it and do it. Try it. See if you like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a dude. Go for it,
You're
bro.
You're only going to get divorced if you do this a few more times.
Yeah, just it's... If we haven't played this episode yet, which we may never, may always go into the trash can. But Chrissy and I were talking about, I was citing a scientific study that other people have been talking about lately that says that the more lovers you have previous to your marriage, the more likely you are to get a divorce. And so, Peter, get prepared for a divorce.
You can only do this a few times before your likelihood of divorce
That's
goes
right.
up.
And so 50 to 1,000 lovers and you're 100% likely to get divorced.
Take advantage.
It's not all about you, Peter, but I would say do it because, you know, listen.
No, it's definitely not going to be all about you. It's going to be all about the two girls.
I've had a couple friends that I've spoken with about their threesome situations or their perception of what a threesome situation would be. And it seems like what they think it is, it's going to be, you know, one girl, you know, with his dick in her mouth and the other girl like tickling his taint and for 3 hours. It's not how it's going to be. No. Because if your girlfriend is interested in bringing another woman in the bed, it's because she's sexually interested in women.
And another woman.
Yeah, and she wants to explore that sexuality and have a dick on hand in case something, in case they need one.
Yes.
They could have a dick on the side in case they need one. At least that's my experience now. And it could have been that I just... Could have been that I just was unlucky and just happened to be there when they were ready to go at it. But the reality for me was... You know, I also had this preconceived notion.
Sure, like two girls on me. Whee!
When those two girls were in my bed that first time,
but
like during the Olympics.
Like, Brian, just go get us some more booze.
Right. There was at one point I was in the middle, and then at one point I ended up on the side of the bed and then off the bed. It's like I just kept getting, it's kind of like my sleeping arrangements now in my house. Yes. I just keep getting pushed further and further off the bed. And now I'm sleeping on the floor.
Exactly.
Listen, Peter, you're in a great position, bud. This is a dream come true for a lot of guys. And I know that you've probably if you're like any other, you know, red-blooded, you know, straight male, then you've – and, hey, if you're red-blooded any kind of human being, you've probably fantasized about having multiple lovers at the same time. And
yes,
I would
guys,
say to you,
guys, girls, girls.
Guys on guys? Yeah. I like having fun with girls. I like having fun with guys. Yes. I like having fun. You, my friend, are a lucky man. So, report back. We want to hear what goes on.
What happened?
Yeah,
did you get sent
know.
Away for booze?
And if you did, how'd you handle it?
Yeah.
Uncle Brian's telling you right now, be prepared for that moment when they ask you to leave the picture. It'll happen. You'll be fine. Just know that it's... And also know that even though it's not about
maybe
you...
Maybe you can just put a camera up.
Yeah. So you can relive you can live your embarrassment over and over again with your friends.
The victory V.
The victory V, girl. And remember, It's not all about you, but it's also not all about you. So
it's
just
not for everyone.
So don't take it personally. It's not for everyone. That's for goddamn sure. I'll tell you that right now. That could, you could end up in years of therapy after one of those sessions. I know I did. All right, well, this is what you do. You got to go to tcbpodcast.com. The new, not brand new, the new tcbpodcast.com. For more information on Chrissy and I, you can hit the Contact Us button. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at tcbpodcast.com. And also, text us, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo.
Yo.
That's where you send your ass TCBs. That's where you send your crazy stories. That's where you look for advice. Ask Uncle Brian. And coming up very shortly, Chrissy, as promised, the world's greatest psychic.
When are we doing this? We've got to soon.
When I wrap my head around exactly how to get this guy in studio and have me in the studio at the same time, if you know what I mean. All right, I'm working on the logistics. Okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's a thing.
Somebody could push somebody out.
We need a set change. Yeah, someone could push someone else out. That's right. So I said 661-237-8296, and what I'm also saying is
I'll run to the store while you and the pet psychic... Go at it.
I need you here. We need a pair of knee tits here, Carl. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's where the full episodes are on video. Morgan does a great job. You're going to love it. Subscribe, like, comment on your favorite videos. Please do. And add the commercial break on Instagram. All right, Chrissy. We answered all the questions. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say.
Bye.
Bye.